What if the real reason your coaching business isn't growing has nothing to do with your strategy and everything to do with how you're operating? Because this week, three major global companies just handed us the exact playbook to fix it. Right now, in 2026, the coaching and consulting industry is at an inflection point. AI is reshaping how businesses run. Strategic hiring is separating the scalers from the stagnators, and the operators who understand leverage are pulling ahead fast. A recent article from the Nemoji Enterprises blog breaks down three real-world corporate moves happening this week and what they mean for your practice today. First, Bullet, the ZE Entertainment-backed microdrama platform, just hired a VP of business strategy before they needed one. Not reactively, proactively. They hired for where the business is going, not where it currently is. Most coaches do the exact opposite, bringing on help only when they're already overwhelmed. That's not growth strategy. That's crisis management. Hire ahead of the curve, even if that means a virtual assistant or a specialist contractor today. Second, Vertiv, a New York-listed infrastructure company, promoted a channel leader with nearly three decades of partner network experience to scale India operations. Here's the insight. They're not building more direct sales capacity. They're multiplying reach through trusted networks. For you, that's referral partners, group programs, licensing, affiliates. One conversation with the right partner can deliver 10 clients. That's leverage. And it's the difference between busy and scalable. Third, Uber just cut roughly 10% of customer service roles, directly because of AI before you panic. Here's what that actually means for coaches. As Nemoji Enterprises puts it, AI and smart systems don't replace the human work of coaching. They protect it. When you automate your administrative layer, you get your best thinking back. That's where real client results live. So here's your one action item today. Open your calendar and identify three recurring tasks you did this week that didn't require your expertise. Onboarding emails, scheduling, follow-ups, content drafts. Pick one and automate or delegate it before Friday. That's not laziness. That's operational efficiency in action. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.